Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
When it comes to our favorite players, it comes down to one question. Can we trust you?
See, if I can't trust you, then I have no choice but to put you right back outside the circle.
Who's in? Who's out? It's the Payne and Pendergast Astros Circle of Trust.
All right, I can't remember the last time we did one of these. I can't remember the last time we did an Astros Circle of Trust. It's been a while. And I've got the stats pulled up just so we have them to go off of here. But we know that the Circle of Trust, I'll explain this. For those who don't know the way this works, we've been doing this, Seth and I have been doing this since 2019, the Astros Circle of Trust. It started in the 2019 postseason, where really, that's how you acutely feel whether or not you trust a player to do their job. And this is not about trusting them to do anything beyond what we expect them to do. We're not expecting, I use Martin Maldonado as the example, because even with his 133 batting average or whatever it's been, Martin Maldonado is routinely in the circle of trust because he, by and large, does the job that's expected of him. He's not expected to be an offensive juggernaut. We don't expect Mike Piazza. We expect him to machete runners and handle the pitching staff accordingly, right, Seth?
Yes.
So that's... It's about guys doing what we, trusting them to do what we expect them to do. That's what the Circle of Trust is all about. So we're doing one here for the first time in several weeks, and I feel this is a good day to do it because it's an off day, and we've got nine games coming. Okay. We've got nine games coming up against, why did I have to look at this? I went and got the team stats for Major League Baseball offensively because I just wanted context for where we are with the Astros right now offensively. While they've got some guys who are performing at an all-star level, the fact of the matter is that as a team, they're not hitting as great as they normally do. And with runners in scoring position and runners on base, they're really not doing what we're used to seeing them do. They're 20th in scoring in Major League Baseball right now.
Yeah, they're not scoring runs.
No,
it's as simple as that.
Yes.
You can look at any of the advanced stats you want and point to hard contact and all of these other things, but they're just flat out not scoring.
They're not scoring runs. Now they are. I think this speaks to the fact that they're not getting it done with runners on base. 20th in runs, 10th in OPS. So in OPS, on base plus slugging, they're in the upper third of the league.
Yeah.
In runs scored, they're on the precipice of the bottom third of Major League Baseball. So that's one of those things. Okay, if they start getting the hits in a little more timely fashion, then so be it. You know, then they'll be okay. Just okay, though. I mean, we're used to seeing them in the top three or four in all of these numbers, so it's a little disconcerting. So I say all that to say, Seth, that this could be a very stressful circle of trust. There's reasons that they're only scoring 20 runs, and we're about to flesh out those reasons right now.
They're not. I mean, it's not going to be as stressful as, you know, perhaps it would have been 2 weeks ago or so. Because, I feel confirmed in some of my suspicions.
Okay. So let's do this. Let's get the obvious ones out of the way that are in the circle of trust.
Okay.
Jose Altuve is in the circle of trust. Michael Brantley is in the circle of trust. Kyle Tucker in the circle of trust. Mm-hmm. Yordan Alvarez in the circle of trust. These are of everyday players. These are the guys who I think are in the circle of trust right now. the tough conversations we have to have. Okay, now let me ask you this. Jeremy Peña is on the injured list right now, but he's going to be coming off pretty soon.
Yeah.
So do we put him in, like, preemptively, because we know once he comes back, he's in the circle of trust?
Yeah. Okay. He's out. He's in the circle of trust. Injury doesn't. Injury, even though he's perilously close to feeling like an injury-prone guy.
Injury-prone, yeah. Yeah,
that's, I mean, that's the one big asterisk here. Yeah. But for the most part, yeah, I mean, when he comes back from this injury, he'll be trusted, so he's in the circle of trust.
Okay, so these are the tough conversations we have to have. So we got, I'm jotting these down. We got Altuve, we got Brantley, we got Yordan, we've got Tuck, and Peña all in the circle of trust. Now the tough conversations begin. Alex Bregman. Alex Bregman and his 218 batting average, his 710 OPS, and his 0.8 wins above replacement at nearly the halfway point of the season. Alex Bregman, who last performed at an all-star level in 2019. Seth? I know how I feel about Bregman in the circle of trust, but this is a partnership here with me and you. Where are you on Alex Bregman, and you're just trusting him to do his job in the moment?
If it's so weird. If you look at like OPS plus, he's an above average hitter right now. He's at like 105, 106 OPS plus.
Yep.
If you look at some of the advanced stats,
yeah,
he's actually right where he was in 2019, when he is an MVP candidate.
Right.
His ex-Wobicon, you know, my gold standard of any wannabe stat nerd such as myself.
Right.
Will tell you that ex-Wobicon is the sexiest stat there is.
It is.
Right now, he's a 355 ex-Wobicon.
That's pure cleavage right there.
What does that mean?
Sexy AF.
No, for the listener at home, you don't even have to know what that means. Yeah. Just know that his 355 ex-Wobicon.
Yeah.
Is actually higher than his ex-Wobicon for 2019.
My God. Oh.
His expected weighted on-base average on contact is
I'm gonna need a
better
cigarette.
Than it was in 2019.
All of that said,
he's just simply not producing. I know, and this weekend I think he did some things that I think the most important and relevant thing we saw this weekend was that he actually like hoofed it out pretty fast a couple times.
He's been healthy.
But he's still one of the slowest players in baseball. He's like in the bottom 20th percentile for speed.
Yep.
And there's just something that's not quite right about him. Look, I know that he's capable of much, much more. And almost as a potential little spur in the side here. Because I know this motivates him more than anything else. He's out of the circle.
Thank you.
Until he proves otherwise.
Good. I thought we were going to have to go to Ben, which is basically like asking one of Seth's relatives that likes Seth whether or not they should be in the circle. Ben is basically a second Seth vote. So
Ben, Ben backs me up on these the way that Landry used to always make Mike the worst take of the week. When we used to do worst take of the week, he would always give it to Mike. You know why, Sean?
No.
Because I'm nice to the producers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Take that for what
I'm
it's
apparently
worth.
A jerk.
Yeah.
All right. So Bregman out. Next tough conversation. Yuli Gurriel.
Well. Okay. You've got a Golden Glover there, mm-hmm. who's a legend in his own country and in this one.
Yep,
that's a legend in two countries, Sean, which is it's just not something I take lightly. However, he hasn't quite been himself now, has he? Even though he's had an uptick as of late, he's just a.
I'm getting the exact uptick numbers here, but keep talking. Yeah.
What's that?
I'm getting,
oh, you're getting the uptick. Numbers?
I'm getting the exact. Okay. I'm getting the numbers in June. The numbers in June looked his OPS in. Okay, well, his OPS in June just dropped like 100 points over the last 3 days.
I know. That's what I was thinking on Friday. I was like, that's why I was stumping to do this late last week because I felt like he was.
He went 3 for 3 on Friday. He was.
So why? Where are we in June now?
746. In June, which is still above average, but
yeah, that's above average.
It's above average, but it doesn't cancel out. I'll tell you this. It doesn't cancel out the rest of the season. And, Seth, you know what he is not good at anymore that he was great at last year? Runners on base, runners on third with less than two outs. Yeah. Yuli used to be automatic when there was runners on third with less than two outs, and now he comes up and he's popping balls up. He's swinging at balls in the dirt.
He was hitting like 500 for the longest time on runners on base.
I say no, this one's up to you, my friend.
Yeah, this is the one thing that I'm holding out for, Sean. One is that I've told you there have been numerous times in the past where Yuli was struggling. He made a little mechanical adjustment or change, and it's changed everything for him.
We're waiting on that.
Yeah, if you go to 2020, because you remember like the old theory is, well, Yuli's good one year, bad the next, good one year, bad the next. That really is only, I mean, there's some evidence for that. But 2020, like, it's hard to take anything from 2020. The only thing I'd say is like, okay, in 2020, when you only had really a half season, and you turned it around, would right now be around the time when you'd start seeing maybe Yuli figure it out and turn it around, maybe eat a few, maybe get back to his old body type. I don't know.
38.
Yeah. I can't keep him in the circle of trust right now. I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful that he'll regain it. But there's just I spent all weekend, Sean, during my digital and dopamine detox.
Yep.
Trying to figure out a way to really justify keeping Yuli.
These are tough conversations.
Now I got to hear it from Brandy when I get home.
Yep, it's not easy. That's not an easy one for you. I get that. Last one among the position players that's a tough conversation. Martin Maldonado.
Okay. Maldonado in the month of June really turned it on.
He has.
He's been, frankly, a revelation
of
sorts. He's pretty much buoyed the entire Astros offense. And that's actually, unfortunately, almost not an exaggeration.
A couple of games he did. That's true.
I do think, though, that the fact that, look, defensively, we've always liked him for what he is.
Yeah.
Which is just, he's a rock that the pitchers really seem to love. I know that Larry the GM is a really smart, statsy type guy who had a pretty convincing couple arguments for why the fact that Maldonado's good defensively shouldn't matter because he's been so bad offensively. A lot of that was based on what he had done up until the month of June. In the month of June, he's hitting .231, but it was with an OPS of .747,
yes,
which is above average this season. And it's coming with that change in his grip. So it's not like it's just random chance or anything. He might have figured something out. And you know what? One of the guys on the Locked On Astros podcast said something over the weekend or on Friday maybe that I think makes a lot of sense. And I think even the stat nerds would have to agree with Bill James, who once said that just because you can't measure it doesn't mean it's not true.
Mm-hmm.
When he was talking about team chemistry and things like that. Maldonado is a guy that I think, somehow demoting or trading away Maldonado at this point in the season could be like a career, a real morale killer on the team.
People love him.
Yeah, so he's in the circle of trust. The fact that every single pitcher trusts him and that he's picked it up in June, he's in the circle of trust.
All right, so let's. I'm with you on that. 747 OPS since June. He's making good contact too. Like he's even his outs. Some of them are hard. He's going to be measured on a different scale offensively than these everyday players. Like people are going, well, you just put Yuli out and he's 740 something in OPS for June. Yeah, he's your first baseman. Martin Maldonado is a catcher who's always been a light hitter, and he too is an elite defensive player. Pitching staff, let's roll through this quickly here, Seth. Among the starters, Verlander, obviously still circle of trust, even with Saturday's start. Framber Valdez, obviously circle of trust, right, with Framber.
Yeah.
Luis Garcia, circle of trust.
You got it.
Christian Javier, circle of trust right now.
Yes, circle of trust.
Okay. He sure did take a lot of pitches to get through five innings last night.
I know. But he's in the circle of trust. For a little while, he was flirting with circle of long reliever, but he's in the circle of trust right now.
Okay. Obviously, Lance McCullers and Jake Odorizzi are injured. They're not eligible right now. They've been injured for most of the year. Urquidy, got to be out of the circle of trust right now.
He's out of the circle. Yes.
The bullpen, I don't want to go through all eight guys in the bullpen. Are there any in particular that we should elevate into the circle of trust in your mind?
We got to keep bullpen just separate. An immaculate circle of trust.
We blanket
Maton,
trust the bullpen.
Maton with a special mention, I suppose.
Yeah, Presley's been very solid as well. I would say any reliever that's got an ERA under 3, something like that, we trust those guys. So, all right. So the big news with the circle of trust this week, and you can take that down, Ben, is Bregman. This might be the first time in the history of the Payne and Pendergast Astros circle of trust that Yuli and Bregman have both been out at the same time, and both healthy. You know, each of them have probably been out maybe at the same time before, where one of them's been hurt or whatever. But Bregman and Yuli both out. How do you feel? What are you facing when you get home with? Brandy putting both of these guys out of the circle.
She saw this coming. She knows it. I think she's going to be not angry but disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I've got my credibility to worry about.
That's right.
We can't make a mockery of this circle of trust.
Not at all.
Yuli is, and I would honestly say that, look, at 38 years old, there's a good chance that Yuli will be in and out of the circle of trust. He's kind of like a 38-year-old vehicle. Like, there's good moments, there's bad moments.
Yep.
There's times where you feel like, yeah, we can take this for a Sunday drive. But there's going to be other times where, chance of thunderstorms. I don't know if I feel like riding Yuli that far today.
People are asking, you didn't mention any of the center fielders. Exactly.
Circle of how many minor league options?
Precisely.
Do they have
left? Although I will say.
Go ahead.
I do like Dubon. Mauricio Dubon, the utility
guy,
he's been. Do we want to put him in?
Well, not yet, but he might be in the running for a Mariznick designation.
Yeah, I like him a
like
lot.
Utility
reserve type.
Who's got
designation?
Chutzpah.
Yeah,
who's got a little panache to him,
and he's got super versatility, man. Like, he can make plays at shortstop, and he can play outfield for you. He is on the circle of trust radar for the next time we do this.
He's the on deck circle to the circle of trust for the Mariznick designation.
We've created so many stipulations in this thing to try to
accommodate. No, we haven't. We tried. We experimented with your stupid little pinch hitting circle of trust last year with Jason Castro.
Stupid. He was an elite pinch hitter.
Look at what it did to him. He's destroyed. It's destroyed.
That's my fault.
It went to his head.
Yeah, I guess it went to his head,
and now he's garbage.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's on me. All right. Payne and Pendergast with you on a Monday. 713-572-4610. How did we do on the circle of trust? Let us know.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.